Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Today is September 11th. Make sure you take some time today to remember those tragic events of September 11th, 2001, and all those who gave their lives trying to save others. The Veterans Memorial Park is hosting a 9/11 observance this morning, starting at 8:30. It's at the park on US 701 South Wyville. Moments of silence will be observed, marking the times that aircraft crashed into the Twin Towers in New York, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The public is welcome to attend. North Carolina has recorded its first case of measles since 2018. The State Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday that a child in Mecklenburg County is being treated for the illness. Parents of children and teens are encouraged to make sure all pediatric vaccinations are up to date. You should contact your doctor or the health department for more information. A man returning from feeding some animals was struck and killed on his bicycle Monday morning. The Highway Patrol said Larry Broadwell, age 73, was hit around 7:30 a.m. on Arthur Collier Road. He was heading east on Arthur Collier when he was struck from behind by Craven Lennon, age 55. Lennon was charged with improper passing and misdemeanor death by vehicle. Absentee by mail ballots will be delayed in North Carolina. The state Supreme Court has upheld a lower court ruling that the State Board of Elections improperly continued printing ballots after presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. withdrew. Kennedy was the presidential nominee for the We the People, a new party that sued to be included on the ballot. However, he withdrew to support Donald Trump. In a split decision, Justice Phil Berger urged that all ballots that have Kennedy's name on them should be immediately destroyed to prevent accidental or intentional election interference. Someone stole a foot marker from a Chaburn area cemetery over the past week, according to the sheriff's office. The marker was taken from the grave of James Duncan. Family members last saw it on August 31st. Items had previously been reported stolen from a neighboring grave, according to the sheriff's office report. Saturday is the Cruise In for Heroes at Tabor City, and it sounds like it's going to be a big day in the Tater Town. Events start at 4 p.m. There will be a barbecue cook-off. The young'uns can explore fire trucks and law enforcement and rescue vehicles. There's a classic car, truck, and motorcycle cruise in, and the parade is Saturday night at 7 p.m. Lights will be dimmed downtown so everyone can enjoy the lights of the fire trucks and police vehicles. The parade commemorates the events of September 11, 2001 and honors all those who still serve. Contact the Tabor Chamber of Commerce if you'd like to participate. Braille resources are now available for children at the Columbus County Smart Start. The Early Learning Family and Resource Center has materials ranging from learning aids to a free Braille book distribution system. Call 910-642-8226 for more information. Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet Saturday at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church. Dr. Howard Marshall of Cooperative Extension will detail the history of sweet potato production in Columbus County. The meeting begins at 2, and members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.